systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, August 24th, 2009, and, well, my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, are ya?
What? Oh, yeah, what? A little bit. Thank you guys for being with us. This is episode number 236. I hate that I can't talk right when I do that. All my words, like, are running at the same time, and they all try to come out of my mouth at the same time, and they're like, punching other words in the face, and they're like, no, me first, and it's all fucked up. Not at all in the order
when
in which
what?
I set the words up to begin with. When I talk, when I'm stoned. It's like a word race. Anyway, this is the Monday Night Show. Thank you guys for being with us. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit and I'll read it probably, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Right. So. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm okay. I got a bunch of compliments today.
Why?
On my office threads.
You got some new clothes?
Yeah, a couple shirts and some new shoes.
So, if I haven't checked it today yet, but if I went to your Twitter right now, would I find pictures of you in each of your new outfits?
Nope.
You're a fucking liar.
Go for it.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Wow. I'm impressed. Seriously.
Why?
Because anytime, ever since you've been doing this show with me, anytime you get anything new, doesn't matter what it is. It could be a new pot, a pan, anything. There's like a picture of it on Twitter like 2 seconds later. So I
would haven't done it yet.
Yet.
Yet. I don't know. I haven't Twittered much in the last couple of days. I just kind of stayed away from the whole computer thing. Like I had like 80 things in my Gmail. And like
my Miss Popular.
I haven't touched shit in a little while. I don't know.
Did you get any hate mail?
Besides being called a tubby bitch.
Who's
no.
a tubby bitch?
Not me. I don't know.
At first, when
I
read...
lost a lot of weight.
When I read that, if you guys know what we're talking about, thejamhole.com on the show notes, you guys can always leave comments there if you're not a member of the forums or whatever. And on the latest episode, Wyjacking, there was a comment made, and I got it when I was at the fair. Like, I get them to see if they'll be approved or not so we don't get a bunch of spam on there. And I read it at the fair, and I was like, or no, it was at the reception after we were at the fair.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
You're like, look at this.
This is awesome. Yeah. But at first, like, seriously, when I first read it, I totally thought I was the tubby bitch and Brayden was the kid whose balls hadn't dropped yet or whatever. Like, I totally thought that's what he was talking about. And then I read further, and it was like, and something about the fair being a good place to massacre, and I'm going to give this to the cops there and all that shit. So, welcome, any of the Kalispell Police Department that may or may not be listening. This is the comedy show. Something fictitious that I write on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then we perform it here live for you on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
When did we write anything?
What?
When do we do a script? What is that?
Oh, I write a script. I have a whole notebook full of scripts.
Oh.
You could even say, you could go so far as to say I flip scripts when they're in my notebook.
Where's my line? What line, please?
Line?
Line?
Okay, you're supposed to say. That's so awesome, though. Like, I guess that's the sign of either people are just, because of the economy, people aren't going out as much, so there's more free time, like even more than there was before, which is crazy because, you know, before there was a bunch of this shit on the internet, but now it's even more, and, you know, now that we're getting some, I feel like we've made it.
Getting a little popular, getting some hate mail.
Hate mail, that's how you know.
I like hate mail, it's cool.
I'm all about it.
Whatever.
And if you could just send CDs along to the KPD, if you could send them to the Flight at Beacon, probably the Daily Interlake, shit, I don't know, wherever.
Wherever.
That's awesome, though, because, like, Keith and the girl, they have people that send Keith's parents CDs of clips of their show.
Oh, God.
Because, like, their parents, they kind of know what they do, but not, like, really. Like, they don't listen like my mom does every now and then. So some asshole was, like, making CDs of clips where he's like, fuck my family, or whatever the fuck he was saying, you know.
Oh, my
and, like,
God.
Mailing them to the parents and shit, and that's pretty awesome.
That's gonna suck.
So, I kind of put that, he was probably like, let's see, his mom was on episode 100, so that's not gonna work. I guess I can mail it to the cops. Yeah, that'll work.
That's cool.
Fucking assholes. So what did you think of the fair? You got to finally go Saturday. And while you're thinking, on our way there, I'd noticed this, it was kind of funny. Like, every member of the podcast gangbang, we were listening to Stereo Radiation on the way there, and then we listened to Big Mouth's, and, like, every member's show on that day was talking about their fair. I just thought that was kind of funny, like...
Yeah.
We're all like, oh, the fair's in town, cool, because we all live in little shitty fucking podunk towns.
I don't know, the fair here kind of sucks.
Like, I've only ever been to a fair here, so that's what I know, but you've really? Seen fairs in, like, Florida
fucking
and shit.
Cities, dude, yeah. Like, large places, and dude, this fair sucks, like...
Well, yeah, it's the...
I don't know,
Kalispell
in Florida,
fair.
To get to the fair, you have to go through the venue first, you know, the area where all your booths and stuff are.
The expo, if you will.
And that's just one thing. Like, here you got, like, a couple and they're kind of separated.
Yeah.
Well, there...
Excuse your goddamn motherfucking face.
Sorry.
Tubby. I'm sorry to go back to that, but did that really give you a complex at all?
Not
were you
really,
like,
no.
I'm not tubby.
Not
am
really
I?
At all. You know why? Because, like, what was it? Tubby? Like, 2 weeks ago, I stepped on the scale at Wayne's place, and then, like, when we were over there the other day, I stepped on it, and I'd lost 10 pounds. I was like, are you serious?
Nice.
I was like, that's not good. I'm not eating.
Oh, no, not nice.
No, not
no.
nice. But I'm at my normal weight now, and it's... You know, I never really get any bigger or any smaller than this.
180
you know?
What?
Yeah, 195.
That's awesome.
No, that's a total joke.
I'm kidding.
But anyway, like...
I don't date tubbies. Come
you
on.
Go through the expo with all the booths and stuff, and you come out, and then there's a long strip of road, right?
Dirt, desolate, sad dirt
and
road.
It's all, you know, the food and stuff, like all your fair food and shit.
Right,
and some
right.
of, like, the little stands with, like... The shit they sell, the little trinkets and crap.
Right, crap.
And then if you go over, you know, up to the next one, it's all games. Like, all fucking coolest, raddest games. And there's, like, you know, two rows or so of just games.
Didn't
just,
we have some games?
Yeah, like fucking four stands.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't
it was
go...
all the same shit. You want to pop a balloon?
Nice.
You want to win a goldfish?
Is it the shit where you're, like, shooting the water in the clown's mouth and the balloon blows
there
up?
There was one... No, there wasn't even one of those. There was a BB gun one.
Yeah, shoot out the star.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That shit's
and, like,
so fucking stupid.
It is. And, like,
it's like that movie we started to watch the other day. What was it called? Adventureland or something? Where the kid goes and gets a job at the amusement park. And,
oh,
like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
all the dude's giving him the tour, and, like, he's showing him all the games, and, like, they're all rigged somehow, so you can't win. And the big thing there is, like,
don't give away a giant panda.
Yeah, don't ever, ever lose it to a giant panda. Don't have to give one of those out.
But, like... You know, there's a shit ton of games, and in Florida, they're just really cool, right? And they're, like, awesome games.
I'll take your word for it.
And they're always, they're different. You know, you have, like, the balloon
do they
and the goldfish, and, like, there's ones where you have to climb, like, the rope thing, getting all the way to it, and
we had
the fucking bell.
We had a rock wall sponsored by the U.S. Army. Go Army.
But anyway.
That's so awesome. Like, whoever can go to the top of this gets tranquilized and drugged back to the Army headquarters.
Right.
That's so cool.
But, you know, we have a shit ton of games, and we have all sorts of cool stuff.
Did you guys...
And then you have all the kiddie rides, and in the back you have the big fucking awesome rides.
Did you guys have catching a pig contest? a greased up pig.
Yeah?
You ever do that?
No.
Really? I imagine that's hard. I saw one, some girl I went to school with a long time ago.
No, the most redneck and weird thing I ever did was, like, every year I usually ride the bull.
We had one of those.
I know, I almost did, but the only time I ever do it is when someone's there to take pictures, because it's so fucking funny. And I have a DVD of me riding a bull.
Nice.
From a couple of years back in Florida. It was so super cool. And I bought a cowboy hat right before, so I had the cowboy hat.
Of course.
Hat, and
like, of course.
It was so
awesome. You would have to.
But the fair here, dude, it just sucked. Like,
what'd you think of all the different booths? I wasn't kidding about, like, the Republicans and then the Democrats and then the abortion.
Oh, they were totally on the other sides and stuff.
That's so awesome.
I went to each one and played the card and was like, oh, I'm so into pro-life. And
I gave her, because I was sitting there having to make headbands for people, and I gave her a list. I was like, I want a picture of each one of these things. And you did good.
So,
you checked those fuckers right the fuck off.
Oh, yeah, dude. I checked out all those fucking booths. The pro-life booth. Okay? I'm going to have to bring your attention back to about March,
thejamhole.com/YouTube, perhaps.
And go and see the abortion videos, please.
When we were protesting the abortion protesters.
Right. There's a woman that is talking to me the entire time with these funky glasses and this meth mouth and this scraggly ass hair and shit. She was the one at the pro-life booth. And it was so awesome because I walked up, I introduced myself, I shook her hand, and I talked to her, and she did not recognize me. And it was
at all?
Not at
Are
all.
You, wow.
Not at all. It was so great. I was like, oh my God.
Like, hey, remember those people that made fools out of you guys on the internet?
Yeah,
that's
that was me.
That's so
And then
awesome.
I went over to the pro-choice chicks.
They're
and
all
they were
pretty
like,
cool.
That was you? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
They're like, you're our hero. I was like, I know. No big deal.
That's awesome. Those chicks know how to party.
Yeah.
Because,
cool.
I mean, if they ever
I got a
get...
bumper sticker from them. It says, keep your laws off my body.
Yeah, they're awesome. If they ever get knocked up, they're like, I know a guy.
I know a guy.
I work at a place. It's cool. Don't worry about
it. But our fair dude here, totally lame.
But
I got to
you
watch
gotta
some
look.
Kid hurl on himself, which was cool.
Yeah, I saw that picture. That was nice.
That was super cool. I saw him walk over to the hose. I was like, hey, before you hose off, can I get a picture of you? He's like, yeah.
It's for the internet.
It was so great.
Are all those pictures on thejamhole.com/forums?
Yes.
And your TwitPic
yes.
account? Fantastic.
Yes. And then I was walking through the games, checking them out, and I had a carny who is 16 years old, nonetheless. Come up to me and ask me if I knew where to get any lore tabs and Vicodin.
What?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're under arrest.
I was like, how the fuck old are you? He's like, old enough. I'm like, you look like you're 12. He's like, no, I'm 16.
I'm 16.
I travel with my sister with the fair. I'm like, do you even get paid?
Do you think, perhaps, that he is the fruit of fair carny love?
I have no idea.
Do you think he was born and raised in the fair?
I don't know, but he just looks so fucking out of it. He's like, you know where to get
okay.
any lore tabs or Vicodin.
Would you rather be raised by wolves or raised by carnies?
Carnies.
Carnies?
That'd be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'd go with the wolves.
Fuck the bearded lady and all. You know? Yeah, and that's another thing is that this place doesn't have, they don't have like
it's
the
not
halls
a
of illusions or like.
No, see, it's not, this isn't a freak show. And you got to remember
well,
where
see,
you're at.
We have
at.
Those
this
in
is...
Florida too, like at the regular fair. Like you have like. You know, you're fucking freak show and shit.
Yeah, but that's more of like a county fair, and that's what those cities, or excuse my face, those towns live for, is like their once a year county fair where they're raising their pigs and growing their crops for that one contest or whatever, and they have, you know, fat fuck eating contests and shit. You know what I saw that I thought was kind of funny?
What?
There was, I saw this, you know, a larger gentleman, and he had a couple bags of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And on the popcorn bag was written, vote GOP.
What?
Vote GOP. If I give you this bag of popcorn, do we have your vote? It's like, man, you drive a hard bargain. But I reckon. I reckon. Wait, is that Bush or is that Clinton? Which one is that? Bush? Okay, yeah, I'm in.
But anyway, that
I
really
already
sucks
done did
that-
it.
that you've only been to the fair up here and stuff. Hopefully next year we'll be able to vacation sometime around my birthday, which is when the fair is in town in Sarasota.
Oh,
I'll take you out there.
The same shit for the most part. And I've been to amusement parks. I've been to fucking Coney Island. And yeah. I've been to Busch Gardens and Magic
Busch
Mountain.
Busch Gardens
blows. Really? I was a little kid, though, when that happened.
Did you ride the Kumba?
I ride all that shit. And we used to go to Worlds of Fun a lot when we lived in Kansas
City. It's like the world's largest wooden roller coaster. The Kumba?
What? I thought that one was in New York.
Wait,
it was like the world's
it's
dangerous.
The Montu, sorry. The Montu is the world's largest wooden roller coaster.
Gerard says, wolves kick ass. And I'm glad he brought that up, because right across from us, these people were, what were they for? Something about land rights and being able to shoot wolves. And
yeah.
They have those bumper stickers that's like,
I didn't even go over there, dude.
Smoke a pack a day, and it's got like a pack of wolves with the bullseye right on them and shit.
It's so ridiculous. They're here for a reason, you assholes. Are you kidding me?
They're wolves. Like, whatever. If they come and fuck with my shit, I'll probably put it
down.
No,
they're not wolves, babe. They're coyotes.
I'm not. No, but they're talking about wolves. We have that shit up here. But they were giving away a gun, like a brand new, what was it, something savage. And they're like, shoot your next wolf with this gun. Just give us all your info and
I don't know.
You can win a gun to kill wolves with.
I really didn't care.
I know. It's totally redneck shit. It's pretty funny, though. So, I saw something today. Did you have anything else you want to mention about that? About the fair? How awesome was it?
The one thing I miss is the old-time pictures. Those are so cool. Where you dress up like floozies.
How awesome was it watching me just rock my shit at the fucking booth?
Oh, dude.
Like, hey, what's that? Well, this is what that is. And
no,
this is
the
how
most
it works.
Amusing part is, oh, does that fit? Do you want me to adjust that for you? Here, let me get that. And, like, you putting little things on kids' heads and just making them smile.
I do it good, though, huh?
And flipping me off under the table.
I play the role. Juilliard, dude, I'm telling you.
Oh, God, it was
eight
great.
8 years, Juilliard.
But, no,
this
you
guy.
Totally did talk up some people. They were like, huh, water. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right? Well, they don't know, like, how all the softeners work and that shit. And I know how all that shit works, so I'm like, well, this is what it does. And you can tell they're like, electrons? What? Never mind.
Hey, wait, Gerard says, actually, when you hunt, you're supposed to kill wild dogs and wolves. Because they eat deer and small game.
Not up
but
here,
you know
because
what? Wait a minute.
The wolves are protected up
they
here,
They eat deer
I
and
think.
Small game. Guess what? The deer overpopulate people here, okay?
We got a
Let
lot of
them. Eat them. It's
cool. We even hit them in our cars, dude, and they're still fucking everywhere. I honestly, like, no shit, I don't go one day where I don't see at least three or four deer
yeah.
on my routes. Like,
oh, yeah, but deer are cute. Yeah, you know what? They're cute or dead.
They're cute when they're full of mites and fleas and they're eating each other because there's no more fucking food.
I am so sick of deer, dude. I could go the rest of my life without seeing another fucking deer and be happy.
Personally, I've hit, like, two or three of them.
I've hit a couple, dude.
That shit fucks your car up, don't it?
A bunch.
I had this fucking 84 Laser Turbo, and it was, like, the first cool, fast car I ever had. It wasn't fast, but for me, when I was, like, you know, 16,
like, yeah!
I was like, turbo, four-cylinder? Fuck yeah, and it was all digital, and it talked to you and shit.
Oh, God.
And I'm coming home at night, and this is when I lived at my mom's house, so it's, like, a three-mile just long straight stretch to start off with, and I'm like, let's see what this can do, and it came with an 8-ball on the shifter, and it was all...
Oh, God, I had one on my TA.
I thought it was so badass, dude, and I fucking dropped it into second and just went, and I got it up to, like, 85, and all of a sudden, a deer jumps out, dude, and I, like, moved a tiny bit and just fucking nailed it, dude,
nice.
And, like, right when I hit it, my hood popped up, and I couldn't see anything, and I felt the car go in the ditch, and I was doing, you know, like, 60 or 70 still, and I felt it, like, hitting all these trees, and I'm just, at this point, like, I'm not even steering anymore. I'm just down, like,
just
bracing
ducking.
For impact, no seatbelt on, nothing, just, like, brace for impact, and I feel the car, like, jump out of the ditch. And when I got out and shit, I was cool. And when the cops came, they said, like, I jumped the car way further than, because they're like, how fast were you going? I'm like, 40, because the speed limit's 35. And he's like, come here, let me show you something. I'm like, oh, fuck. He's like, this is where you went in the ditch. And I'm like, uh-huh. And then we walked up, like, 30 feet. And he's like, and this is where you exited the ditch. And then we walked, like, another 40 feet. And he's like, and this is where you landed. And I'm like, he's like, you were going a little faster than 40, weren't you? I'm like, Nope, I don't remember. I ain't fessing up to shit, dude.
No, okay.
I was so scared, though, dude. I got home, I was like shaking, dude. That was like the first accident.
Well, that fucked up your car, didn't it?
Yeah, dude, it totaled that fucker.
And you know what? It wasn't even a big deer, was it?
No, but it was enough because the hood popped up and I couldn't see shit.
Deer are menaces up here.
Yeah, dude, fuck deer.
Seriously, in Florida, cool. Yeah, deer are great. You know why? Because you don't fucking see them everywhere. You got to go look for them. You know?
Gerard says, seatbelts are for pussies. I fully agree, dude. The only time I ever put my seatbelt on is when I'm getting pulled over or that's it, really. If I know there's a cop or if I see a cop and he's, like, looking at me weird, I'll slip it on. But other than that, like, I never wear it. And it's not just because I'm in and out all day delivering water. Like, ever. Yeah. It's so annoying. My dad always said, you know, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. Seatbelt ain't gonna do shit about it. I was like, yeah, I like that. I'm not wearing it. Fuck you.
But the first year I hit, dude, I came up here and I was 16 when I came up here, okay? And I was driving my black truck, my 85 GMC pickup, yeah, with a new grill plate on it, mind you. And it had, you know, the big lift on it. It's got like a 10-inch lift altogether and 39.5 Super Swampers, right?
Hold on. Gerard says, your dad is a man. Yes, he was a man.
But so this truck is fucking huge, and we're coming home, or I'm coming home, and I was driving, and there was snow and ice and shit, and there was this big – there was a buck, dude. There was a big fucking buck. And it was like a 4x4 or whatever, an 8-point, whatever the fuck you guys call them up here.
Okay. A 30-point buck.
Yeah. I fucking nailed. Oh, yeah, I've heard that a few times.
Yeah.
I fucking nailed its head because, like, the truck comes up that high. The grill sits where its head is. I fucking nailed its head. It fell down, and then I ran over it long ways. Like,
that's awful.
Its back quarter to its front quarter type deal.
Like a tube of toothpaste, just.
Yeah. Pretty much. I knocked its front antler off. One of them was...
That's sad.
There was a hole in my brand new grill. I was so fucking pissed off.
But sad kittens. Forget it, right?
No, yeah.
But deer, fuck them.
Fuck them. Dude, I hit a Bambi, too. You know, my car, the front license plate, there's a crack in the front license plate.
Yeah.
Because I just barely tapped a Bambi, and it fell on the ground and did like this.
That's awful.
It fell on its back and kicked its legs all around. And Mikey's like, you hit a fucking baby deer. You killed it. And, like, he went to get out of the car. And I was like, dude, it's fine. And he got out of the car and it ran off. I was like, haha.
That's awesome.
It's gone.
I slid to one.
If it would have died, I'd have made it into a pillow. Those things are so fucking soft.
Yeah. I still have, I don't know where it's at. I have it somewhere. But the pelt from my first deer I killed when I was a kid. Not with my car. So, like, yeah, no, that would have been my first one. But, oh, yeah, I was driving in Whitefish a few winters ago, and I, like, saw a deer run out, and I slammed on the brakes, kind of, because it was icy, and I slid, doing, like, 10, and I slid, like, right into it, and it went under the car, and I'm like, I figured it took off, so I start driving again, and I hear it under the car, like, wah! I think I told this story a long time ago, probably when it happened, but, yeah, I had to, like, get out, and it was stuck under the car, and every time I go near it, it would, like, freak out, and it made the most awful sound, and finally, yeah, because we drug it for a bit, and because I didn't know it was under there. And then we heard it like, and then, yeah, we finally popped it out and it ran off. Those things are nasty, though. Yeah, because we barely hit it. It just got trapped under it. Yeah, little deer.
Nasty? What do you mean they're nasty?
They're just gross, like up close. I mean, if you see the cartoons and shit in the animations, they look cute and everything. But up close, like, they're, I don't know, they don't look, not unhealthy, but they're... They look like they have a lot of diseases, and they're covered in mites, and their fur's all gross-looking. They're not, like, a petting kind of animal.
I don't know. If you get them in the right areas, it depends on where they are and
maybe
stuff. Especially during the summer or the winter.
Our deer not too healthy around here.
Well, during the summertime, they look beautiful. Yeah, they're pretty deer. But during the winter and stuff, they're all mangy and fucking, you know.
Maybe it was just not having a good hair day. I don't fucking know.
Well, and plus, I thought that deer had teeth. They don't.
What?
They have, like, a cud thing, like a...
Horses have teeth.
Yeah, but deer don't, dude.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
They have, like
Mr.
hard
Ed
gums
had teeth.
In the front. They have teeth on the bottom, but not on the top.
Gerard says, I stabbed a fish in the head, and it did the same thing. Yeah, that will happen.
but yeah. I don't know, deer are kind of weird.
So you know what I saw today in the newspaper?
In the newspaper?
Gun permits going up. Do you know why that might be?
Wolves?
Bad economy. Does that make sense?
No.
Our economy's bad, so we're all going to go out and buy guns. Like, just in case? Or, I don't know. That just amused me. I like, laughed sense. To myself. Like, they're all getting ready for Armageddon or something.
Dude, my dad is, man.
I see that. We went up there and shot some guns last weekend.
He thinks that, like, we're going to go to war over...
Honey, we're already at war.
No, he thinks that, like, Obama's going to, like, you know, take all our gun rights away and shit.
MDS just said it's because of Obama.
Yeah.
Is it really? Is this the change he was talking about?
Yeah, my dad thinks he's going to have to kill people to keep his guns and stuff. So that's why he's making an arsenal.
Really? Is it? Can you honestly see that it will get that bad, though?
I don't know. He just wants to be able to, like, shit goes down, he wants to be able to live at the house and not have to worry about anything else.
Well, right. I mean, I listened to Cypress Hill, too.
All this shit.
And when the shit goes down, you better be ready. You better be ready, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's cool, but it seems like some of these people are, like, over the top, like, seriously stockpiling gasoline and water and Campbell's soup, like it's Y2K again or something, and they have an old IBM that's about to blow up.
I don't know, the guy downstairs, our neighbor.
Yeah.
Dude, I was chilling with him, and he invited me in his house, and he's like, look at all this stuff I got on sale, because he was just showing me all the shit from the grocery store I got.
So you were cheating.
Yeah, dude. But he's so gross, no way. But like, he opened up his cabinets, dude, and they are jam packed full of like canned shit and like noodle stuff. And,
well,
like
my mom's house is like that too. They just
way
have
worse
stuff.
Like, way worse.
Like we're getting ready.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Well, that's good to know.
He's like, I don't even
guess.
Have room for anything else. And there's more shit going on.
Did
sale.
He ask if he could store some shit
no,
up here?
No.
That's awesome.
So. This morning.
Explain that. Yeah.
What was wrong with you?
There was nothing wrong with me this morning. Why?
I wake up to my alarm going off. And.
And you get up a little earlier than I do now because I have to be to work at 8 ish.
Like 8:39. But, my alarm goes off and it's like 15 minutes before his goes off, so he's kind of awake. Not really.
Not at all. Not at all.
And I kind of, you know, sit up.
Oh, hold on real quick. MDS says, I got friends so freaked out, they got chickens and bees in their backyard now. Like, they're going to survive on eggs and honey. What the fuck?
Nice.
It's like the whole Y2K thing. Remember? Yeah. Gas stations were packed. People were freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And now again with this.
But,
like, they think Obama is going to knock on their door personally and be like, so, how many people live in the house? Like, 2. And how many firearms? No! You know? I don't know. I don't see it happening like that. But anyway.
Anyway. Sorry. This morning, alarm goes off. I start moving. Wakes you up a little bit. You roll over, and the first thing out of your fucking mouth is...
Good morning.
Why are you cheating on me?
What?
Hey, that's exactly what I said. What?
Were my eyes open?
No.
Because that's... Okay, that right there, no fair, no fucking with me when my eyes are closed.
But
that's cheating.
We ended up talking about it for a while, and you went along with it.
Was I awake?
After we started talking.
And I continued?
Yeah.
I don't think so. So, what else?
Ah!
That's right.
Cat just
fuck
bit
with the
me.
Cat. That's what you get. Who's on my side? High five. So what else?
Don't you look at me like that, bitch.
Hey, focus. What else?
Call the cat. You were like, why are you cheating on me? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You're like, you're fucking cheating on me. You're a goddamn whore.
I'm what?
Like, what? Yeah, you called me a slut and a whore.
Wow.
And said I was cheating on you.
Nacho says subliminal suspicion.
I guess so, dude. And
That's awesome.
I got up and I took a piss and I came back in the room because it was fucking cold. And I got under the blanket and like held on to you. And you kind of like pushed me away. And I'm like, what's your problem? You're like, you're cheating on me. You're cheating on me.
Like right now?
Yeah. And like, I'm like, that's how awesome. Do you know I'm cheating on you? And you're like, because he told me.
What?
I was like, who told you? You're like, the guy you're fucking, you slut.
What?
I'm like, okay, who am I fucking, Matt?
You got me. Who am I fucking?
Yeah, I know.
Door number one, number two, or door number three?
All right. You enlighten me. Who am I fucking? You're like, me. Urchin!
What? You're fucking me?
Yeah.
Well, stop.
I.
No, wait. Don't stop. We already had this conversation.
I said, Matt, what do you mean? I'm fucking you.
See, at that point, if this would have been turned around, I would have just walked the fuck away. I'd have been like, that's nice, dear. And that's it. You know?
I wanted more.
But
it was
you're
too
like.
Good. I was like, what?
Gerard says, I have a friend who speaks Mandarin in his sleep. That's pretty awesome.
That's kind of weird. That's autism, dude.
She has a boyfriend that eats taquito burritos in his sleep.
Yeah. He's a good one.
That's okay, so I wake up this morning, and I do remember this. This is way before the, I guess, you're cheating on me thing.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, I'm so fucking hungry. This is what happens when I go to bed stoned, I think. No, this happens anyways. But I'm like, I'm so fucking hungry, and there wasn't really anything. That there's taquitos and there's tortillas and shit. So I'm like, I'm gonna make that, and I put like taquitos in a tortilla with cheese on it and that sauce
like
with ketchup.
A giant taquito.
And keep in mind, it was like 3:30, 4 in the morning. I'm like, ketchup, fucking Worcestershire sauce, fucking fake A1, some of that steak rub, and I fucking mixed it up and put it on the burrito. And I ate like half of it, and I was like, oh, my tummy hurts now. And then I went out and smoked, and then I went and fell asleep again. I don't sleep well. I don't know
this
what's wrong
morning,
with me.
This morning you were even texting me about the whole cheating on me thing. You must have remembered.
Tell me what else. I remembered saying that, kind of, but I don't remember it happening.
Okay, well, after you told me that I was cheating on you.
With
you.
Right.
I was like, Matt, what are you talking about? And you're like, there were clones of me, and you were fucking me in front of me. I was like, Matt, then that's not cheating. It's okay. And then I get up to do something to get dressed, right? I'm in the closet now. And I'm like, Matt, that's not cheating. It's a
clone. Glad you were you care enough to take that seriously and like make me feel better about it, even though I'm totally unconscious.
I really just wanted more of it. I just wanted to continue it. That's all. I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
No, because when
if
you got
talk
to
in your sleep, I'm gonna talk to you.
When you got to work, you sent me a text. And you're like, you're not really mad at me for this whole cheating thing,
are you? No,
and
no,
I'm
no.
like,
I texted you. I was like, what was wrong with you this morning? I was like, you know I'm not cheating on you, right?
Bird says no more late night taquitos. That maybe right? That's it. Something in there makes me hallucinate.
I just
wicked
thought maybe
bad.
You had a bad dream, and you're like, maybe she's cheating on me. But like, I was like, Matt, that's not cheating on you if yeah. I'm fucking a clone of you in your dream.
I
right?
don't remember any like dream at all. So sorry.
Well, and you said, well, what if I fucked your clone in front of you? How would you like
of
that?
Course, of course I did.
I'm
of
like,
course.
It wouldn't matter. It'd be me. And that's about the point where I dropped it, and I was like, fuck.
Like, this is silly
this
and
is
not
redundant,
going
man.
Anywhere.
I know. It was so great, though. I was like, what? First thing I hear in the morning is, why are you cheating on me? I'm like, I'm not even, my eyes are still glued together. God damn it, what? Like, Jesus fuck, dude. I just woke up.
That's fantastic.
It was awesome, though. I laughed my ass off about it, even. Like, I was at work talking about it. I'm like, so guess what happened to me this morning?
Really?
Oh,
good,
yeah.
Well, good for you. Thank you
great.
For that.
Well, don't dream about me fucking
I can't help
clones.
It. I can't help it.
Don't eat bad food in the morning.
It's like taking DMT and being like, okay, but I don't want you to trip on this, this, or this. Like, you can't do that, dude. It just happens. If I become aware of it when it's happening, then maybe, you know.
But you totally woke up and were talking to me.
I think maybe by that point I was just humoring you. Did you ever think of that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was so funny. You just, like, woke up out of a dream.
I just want to mention real quick, if any of you guys listened to Big Mouth's podcast last night.
Fuck that crap.
Fuck that faggot.
The fuck is that?
I just wanted to mention that, like, if you really want to have a gadget war, we'll have a fucking gadget war, and we'll do it properly. So I was talking to Josh today, and what we're going to do is each of us will make a list of all of our shit, like our gadgets, like, well, I have this and this and this. We'll make lists. We'll each have lists, and we'll compare the lists and see who wins, right? So you can make bets. So then Josh mentioned, hey, why don't we film it? So there's actual proof. I don't want you being like, yeah, and I got 3 F1 McLarens, and I got 4 fucking Lamborghinis, and I got, like, 3 iPhones, like, you know, all that, right? So you got to film it and stuff. So what we're going to do is each of us is going to make a mock episode of the show Cribs.
Oh, my God.
But of, like, our it's going to be so stupid.
Yes.
But we thought that was a pretty awesome idea. It's gonna, you know, like
we'll, even videotape it from like getting out of the car
totally.
And walking
like,
up.
We're
and,
gonna
like,
be super excited. Like if you have a doorman, you'll be like, "And this is the doorman." But probably it'll be more like, "And this is my crazy neighbor, and this is the guy that fucks his dog, and allegedly." And did tell them about real quick
the
about
neighbor-
that.
That's,
you were talking
caught me
with
outside smoking and decided to talk to me. Mind you, this guy says the same thing 100 times over.
Right,
he's,
the guy that was
an okay dude.
The
he's
guy that was
crazy.
Fixing the swamp cooler.
Right, he's just a little crazy.
The guy that could hear me talking,
yeah,
or walking across my living room.
He got shot in the chest or something. Must have fucked him up. But anyway, we have a guy who lives across the way who could probably hear me right now speaking about him. But he has a Chihuahua. Okay. And this is the most yippityest fucking dog ever, and it's annoying. And the guy himself, he's tall, lanky, kind of comes off as gay.
Kind of weird, if
yeah,
you know what I mean.
A little bit. But so I'm downstairs talking to the other guy, Id.
The guy that fixed the swamp cooler.
Right.
Right.
And he, the other guy with the Chihuahua pulls up from work. And Id goes, he's like, oh man, you got to be careful of that guy. You got to watch out for him.
That's like, a good, hey, you do a pretty good Id. I'm serious.
What?
That's a good Ed impression.
What are you talking about?
That's what he sounds like. That's awesome. You gotta be careful, this guy.
I don't watch out for him. Yeah. Anyway, but like, and I
keep
was like, well,
that.
Why do you say that? He's like, you know that dog he's got? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm like, yeah, that dog's fucking annoying. And he's like, doesn't he come off as a little weird? Like,
you know,
what do you mean?
A little weird.
And awesome. He's like, he's got a weird thing with his dog. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, he looks at, like, you know, himself and kind of like touches his stomach a little bit. He's like, I think he's got something weird with his dog. Like,
that's so awesome.
He's just weird. It was great. So
anyway,
he thinks the other neighbor dude's fucking his dog.
So I had been kind of thinking that too. Like,
well,
it's just
if he
weird.
Does,
hey, always,
maybe that's why he's yapping all the time.
He's always mean to it. When it starts yapping, he's always like, shut the fuck up. And I think
I
he
know.
Beats it.
You think
I mean,
maybe he
wanna
has a really tiny penis? Because you'd have to be so small.
Well, no, I mean, you just like rub it on the dog. You're probably not having actual intercourse per se.
Oh, man.
So anyway, yeah, we're going to have an I wanted to say MTV, but it's not MTV.
Podcast
it's Podcast
Cribs.
Gang Bang Cribs Off. It's going to be a Cribs Off. So, and I just want to throw this out there right now. Josh, you're fucking going down. You're going down. We'll destroy you.
I think Josh
you.
Has a nice house, though.
That's what's going to make it awesome, because we live in such a ghetto fucking piece of shit. But I am gonna play it so bad that you guys are going to be like, man, you guys are going to want my crib by the time you're done watching this. That's how awesome it's going to be and how well
oh
I'm going
God.
To act. I'm going to sell it.
You want me to be like naked on the bed when you pop open the door of the bedroom?
I'm gonna,
be like, this is my room. This comes with the
I'm
room.
Gonna need probably you and like 3 of your hot her friends to just kind of chill naked the whole time I'm filming.
You want
this?
Those clear balls that you can put bitches in swinging yeah. from the ceiling.
Big hamster
shit?
Balls. I want you guys naked running around in big hamster balls.
Okay.
That would be so awesome.
I'll be
awesome.
On the deck. Just keep me away from the stairs.
Beat that, Josh. Bring it. Anyway, oh, and I did want to mention real quick that list, I don't know if you guys managed to stay awake through the first part of his show where I was like, bring it, and then he started, you know, reading all this shit about the iPhone and iPod and all that. Everything he was saying
sorry.
Was it would do or it could do if. Like, none of that shit even exists,
dude.
What was
it? Dude. What was it? He's like, oh, I can't do this because my Mac won't let me. Or
oh,
like,
I'm sorry. Right, it can't do that, can it?
Anyway, but MDS says Danny is Matt's ultimate gadget that trumps anything Josh has.
Boom!
Boom! I'm a gadget.
You're an inspector
gadget.
I'm a go-go
gadget Danny.
That's right.
Oh, where's Penny?
You're lucky I'm high.
Bullshit. Anyway. Go ahead.
So, oh, and also, while we're calling fools out, did you hear that awesome thing that Ward from the Basement Boys made? That, you know, Josh made that spoof of that Kanye song with auto-tune? You heard that? Just say yes. It'll make this go by faster. Okay, well, then he's like, and any of you guys want to do it? And Ward was like, I'll do it. And Ward did it. And it's so awful. I'm sorry, Ward. It's so awful.
I didn't
Every time, I'm not going to play it. I'm not even going to do that. But every time I hear one of the shows and they play that, like, I get so embarrassed. I have to wait like 10 minutes before I can go into my next stop. I'm so embarrassed. I'm just like, fuck. I'll play it for you later and you'll be like, wow.
Why are you so embarrassed?
Well, no, because it's okay, dude.
What?
It's okay. I'm embarrassed for him. That's how bad it was.
For Ward?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he actually try?
I hope so. Yeah.
You think he tried? He's trying to make it bad.
Or no,
so.
I hope not. I hope that was just like one take, just whatever.
Not like actually putting anything into it.
It's not that easy to rap, is it, Ward? That's why. Not everyone does it.
Holy fuck. Anyway.
Anyway. Have you ever heard of, Maddox?
Yeah, I sleep with him. Sorry, what?
Have you ever heard of the best page in the universe .net?
No.
This is a site that used to be around a long time ago when I was doing mine orgy, and it was just this dude or this kid or whatever, and he just would write stuff on this site. It's like super simple. I'll link to it in the shows, but I'm sure if you guys have ever been on the internet, it's, you know what it is.
I've been on the internet. I don't know what it is.
Well, then you're not one of those people. Anyway, he hasn't made a post in a long time. I guess he wrote a book or some shit. I don't know. But then his latest post is called I Want Swine Flu.
Nice.
And he goes and, you know, he just talks a bunch of shit like he does and saying that it's just like the old flu and everything's the same. And then it goes down and it says, I'm holding a contest because I want to get swine flu just to prove how stupid it is. If I get it, unlikely, I will document my recovery on YouTube for the entire duration. Expect a short video. Here's what I'm willing to do. That's so awesome. These are the contest rules. One lucky person will get the opportunity to fly me out to where you live for one night. And you get to sneeze in my face. Winner must provide a proof of having swine flu, signed doctor, blood test, or something along those lines. Winner must not have any other bullshit diseases. I don't want your herpes, even though I can't get them. Apparently he has, like, a really awesome immune system or something.
Well, then how's he gonna get swine flu?
My immune system is so strong that I have to get AIDS just to be normal. That's awesome. This kid has, like, the biggest internet ego I've ever seen in my life. If you read anything on his
site. Worse than yours?
Way, dude. So much worse than mine. Like,
is he like a
so
total
much.
Dork? Like,
I would
white,
I would imagine.
6'4", skinny as fuck.
I want to say yeah, but I know probably not. But maybe. I don't know. First class accommodations only. Winner must pay for at least one night of hotel accommodations, 5-star or higher, unless you are a hot chick and want me
it's
to
like,
crash.
Oh, hey, you win! Guess what? You get to pay for everything!
Unless you're a hot chick and want me to crash at your place. I will sleep in your bed and you will sleep on the couch.
Winner, what?
Winner must also agree to let me try on all their clothes and eat their food. This contest is real. Email me if you have swine flu and are willing to fly me out to sneeze in my face. Don't email me unless you're serious and unless you have the money to fly me out first class. I'm totally serious about getting swine flu, but I have other shit to do too, so your window of opportunity is limited. You must fly me out between September 7th, 2009 and September 21st, 2009 because I'll be on book tour before then. If you miss your window of opportunity, too bad. Plan better next time and don't get sick unless I hold a contest. Make it happen. Maddox@xmission.com. I would really like to see that. So, I don't know how many of our listeners have swine flu or not, but...
The link in the chat, go ahead and click on that.
Why?
Just click on it.
Okay.
It's a very wonderful pick.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm posting this on Twitter.
That's so weird, dude. I don't ever want to... Wow. Thank you for that. So.
Oh, my fuck, dude, really?
Did you?
You guys will have to see my Twitter for that one. Thejamhole.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I. There'll be a picture posted. Just.
Way to sell it, girl.
It's wonderful, dude. I don't know.
So
he must have gotten that from my TwitPic thing also, because that's a picture from there.
Right.
Oh, man.
Did you watch State of Play with me? I don't remember.
Yes.
Okay. So we watched a movie called State of Play. What did you think of that?
I thought it was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was complete crap. No, I thought it was cool.
Fucking it, what?
You know, I really, honestly, I almost want to thank Transformers 2, but because of that, so early in the movie season, like, every movie I see after that, I'm just like, eh, it wasn't bad. Like, it's made it impossible for me to hate anything else. Because all my hate is focused on that, right? So, I have, you know, room for more stuff. I honestly, right now, I don't even remember what it was about. Do you remember what it was about?
The state of play?
Right, the state of play. Ben Affleck, right?
Right.
Right, and?
Oh, it was the newspaper dude and the congressman.
Russell Crowe, fucking A,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Now
Got
I
it.
Remember.
Okay, I remember now. So, that was a pretty good movie. Oh, fuck. Anyway, you know, have you ever had to pay child support?
No.
No?
No.
Me neither. Do you want to hear a story about
That's
a guy?
That's a creepy picture, by the way.
What picture?
The one Fahrenheit sent. Dude, I'm standing next to Abe Lincoln.
That's weird. How does that feel? Does it make you feel like the time traveler's wife?
I look like
wife?
An old pauper boy, like, because my hair is all... Bleh. What?
Does it make you feel like that?
The time traveler's wife, dude?
Uh-huh.
Kind of. I look... My clothes are kind of cool.
Did you enjoy that movie?
Yeah. The time traveler's wife, yeah, it was super cool.
Pretty sweet having a brother that works at the theater that you can
yeah.
just go in for free
tomorrow?
Whenever.
Tomorrow? Or no, not tomorrow. Wednesday.
What?
Wednesday before the show or Thursday, we're going to go see Inglourious Basterds.
So what was Time Traveler's Wife all about? Was it any good?
Yeah, It was about this dude that couldn't control himself leaping through time. Like, he would just
like Quantum Leap? Was his name Scott?
No.
Or wait, what?
He would just go, like...
Just randomly, just
later. Yeah, and
later
he would just disappear, and, like, his clothes would fall.
Of course,
there'd be nothing, because he'd go naked.
Right, you can't time travel with your clothes on,
but, like,
obviously.
Certain events would pull him back more often than others.
Like, if something kept happening?
Like, his mom dying. Like, he would go back to that a lot.
Really? Like,
yeah.
He could do something about it?
No,
just, like, look at this.
No,
I need
he
you
can
to
meet
see
himself
this.
And shit and talk to himself and stuff. Like, he saved himself as a kid, pulling him, like, out of the car, kind of.
That blows my mind on all kinds of levels.
So weird. No, you really gotta see it. It's a super cool movie. And he ends up having a kid or something, and, like, they keep thinking she's having a miscarriage, but she can actually jump, too, and she's doing it on an accident in the womb. It's really kind of cool.
Sorry, his name was Scott Bakula.
No.
Whatever Nacho said in the chat, that was his name. The dude from Quantum Leap. Come on.
But it's a really good movie. You should check it out. It's pretty cool. He, like, he gets to watch himself die a couple times.
Nice.
See his mom die a couple times. Meet her before he was even born. Meet his daughter before she was born. Like, weird shit.
It's like a modern day Back to the Future, if you will. That's
kind
art.
Of, and, like, the girl he's married to, like, he's been visiting her his whole life because, like, he fell in love with her and shit, so he goes back in time and, like, visits her as a little kid on accident.
What do you think of time travel?
It's kind of crazy.
Really?
Yeah. It's cool, though. Like, it's a good movie. You should really see it. It's pretty cool.
Would you time travel?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I would.
I don't trust it. I'm going to do some news and then we're going to get the fuck out of here.
Okay, I can get some sleep.
Because I'm delirious. So, this one is called Childless Man Released from Child Support Debt, right? This black dude.
Black dude.
Neither here nor there. From Georgia.
He don't have no kids?
A man who spent a year in jail for non-payment of child support, despite the fact that, of course, he has no children, has been cleared of the debt, thank God. Frank Hatley, 50, spent...
But, like, you better pay me a shit ton of money to make up for that year in fucking prison.
All that money back, and then some.
Fucking
A
dude,
large...
you made me spend a year of my fucking life in jail. 365 motherfucking
yes.
days that I could have been out there making kids.
That's so awful that, like, when he first got busted for not paying child support, it was just some bitch that was like, this is your motherfucking kid, nigga. This is your motherfucking kid. And he's
he got
like,
your forehead.
He got your forehead. He's like, the fuck it is. The fuck it is. And there was no such thing as.
Baby looks at him and goes, daddy.
There was no such thing as DNA tests in the ghetto back then, you know? So he's
he
like.
Black.
She's
she
like.
Black.
I know.
You're daddy.
That's it. You're the daddy. That done. That sucks, dude. So, 13 months in jail for being a deadbeat dad before his release last month. Yeah, 13 months. A year and a month.
Ugh.
And that sucks. Like, it's not like molestation, but
I
deadbeat dads.
I'd get out and rape that bitch and be like, now you got my fucking kid.
Aren't all jails just a bunch of deadbeat dads, in essence?
Oh, and some pedophiles.
Right.
Yeah, some pedos and
some drug addicts. But that
rapists.
Would fall under the category of deadbeat dads, so.
Well, no, no.
It's really just one
man,
hierarchy of deadbeat dads, and then everything follows underneath
I don't know,
that.
Man. I don't know. Never been to prison.
Me neither. So
wanna
far.
Take a trip?
So
should,
far.
That's what we should do on vacation, dude.
So
we should go
good.
To prison.
Yes.
As visitors.
Right,
right,
absolutely. As press or something.
Right.
Judge
rent
Or-
out a cell. Fucking it all the time.
I bet it's a lot cheaper than, like, you know, hotel rooms.
Right.
They feed you?
Yeah.
Huh. I'd be down for that.
I'd butt rape you.
Solitary?
No. Well, solitary with me and you.
Would they let you smuggle stuff in? No, I want, no, fuck that.
You
I want my own
butt.
Room. I want
next
my own
mine.
Room. I want, no.
No?
You'll be in the... Well, yeah, you'll probably be in the same side as me. The dude side. Dude.
Would you want
dude.
Me to be in the dude side? I could
shit.
Duct tape the boobies down and stuff and look toy like a boy and go in there and be like, what
is
up?
It? Does it bug you that, like, when we're in the vehicle together and there's, like, people around and you reach over and kiss me or I kiss you, like, people always think it's two dudes kissing because they
no,
can't
I think
really
that's hilarious.
See. I think that's pretty funny, too.
I thought it bugged you, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring that out.
MDS says we should go and see Zach next month, or will he be super pissed at Danny? I don't know if he'll be mad at me, but I was told by his PO that
you're not allowed.
I shouldn't go see him.
Right.
And I really don't care if I do or not, because what the fuck can he do to me?
We should just, really, like, let them all go. Like, we'll just be like, there it is. And he'll look one day and all of a sudden have, like, five names on his fucking visitor sheet. He'll be like, what the fuck?
Like, you have fans, bro.
What would you guys really... I don't know. I can't envision how that would go down. Like, you guys would just sit there and stare at him and be like, huh. And
then leave. In the middle of the room and then there's, like, five people crammed around me.
Right. All just, like, watching. Like, not even saying a word, right? Just...
Yeah.
Observing.
Don't even pick up the phone. Fuck
observe
it.
And report. Is that all? Huh. Okay. Next.
I don't care. I'll take you guys down there to see him, but, you know, I don't know. It'll just be funny.
I don't see that ending well.
No, no.
I
really.
See it like that scene of Terminator 2 when Sarah Connor, like, busts that dude in the face and she's got the bobby pin thing and she escapes. Like, him having, like, a pen or something, just jabbing it in someone's fucking eyeball.
Well, there's like, fucking plated glass in between me and him.
Oh, it's not, like, an open...
No, no. You go in, and, like, you're in a room, and you gotta pick up the phone.
It's not, like, camp?
No. Oh. There's, like, a desk, and there's a chair, and there's big fucking plexiglass in front of you, and he's on the other side, and you have to pick up a phone to talk to him. No joke.
Wow. That'll be fun for you guys.
I don't really...
So,
yeah.
The judge ordered him jailed in June 08 for failing to support his son, a child who DNA tests prove was not fathered by this dude. Last week, the judge signed an order stating defendant is no longer responsible for paying any amount of child support. The order permits the state's Office of Child Support Services to close its file on him. So now, does that... Instead, since maybe he won't be suing or anything, does he just have a free card to, like, go knock bitches up and not pay child support? Like,
maybe.
If they see his name again at the child support place, they're gonna be like, whoa, that account's locked.
Yeah, right?
So, I don't know. Is that worth it? 13 months in jail?
No, did he get any money back?
You will never have to pay child support ever again.
Is he getting his money back from paying on that child support or being in jail for 13 months? Give me some reimbursement, goddammit. That's bullshit.
When the child turned 2, Morrison applied for public support for the child. Under Georgia law, the state can recoup the cost of the assistance from a child's non-custodial parent. What?
Huh?
For 13 years... Hatley made payments to the state until learning in 2000 that the boy might not be his. 13 years, dude. That's some cash. Holy shit,
dude. You gotta give me back my fucking money.
He returned to court and was relieved of any future child support payments, but was ordered to pay more than $16,000 he owed the state before the ruling. That's fucked up.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope he fucking gets that shit back, dude.
No shit, huh?
Like, all right, guess what? Now it's your turn to pay me for the next 13 years.
I want me support.
Right.
Like, right now.
Now.
Since 2000, Hatley paid that debt down to about $10,000. Court documents showed he was jailed for 6 months in 06 for falling behind on payments during a period of unemployment. But afterward, he resumed making payments, continued to do so even after he lost another job and became homeless in 2008. So it sounds like he was actually trying.
Yeah.
He was like... I'm homeless, but here's fucking money.
Some money.
That sucks, dude.
Here's about $400 worth of cocaine.
All because you knocked up some chick. Like, you just made a bad choice.
Didn't.
All because you didn't.
All because you fucked her.
That's so fucked up. Well, right. You had sex with a chick that would blame you for some shit like this without any evidence.
Who was obviously fucking somebody else around the same time you were fucking her.
And that's the funniest thing about this
whole situation. Why are you cheating on me? Right?
See, it wasn't you. It was this guy. I'm sorry.
Motherfucker.
Florida, Florida, Florida.
I'm getting heartburn.
That's nice. Are you okay?
Our milk is bad.
Well, stop drinking it then.
What?
If the milk is bad, which is what you just said.
No, I need
said.
To be good so I can not have heartburn.
Oh, what? So the heartburn is not from the milk?
No, milk right. helps heartburn. I would drink milk right now if we had some that wasn't lumpy.
Florida girl.
Yes, what?
Could have been you.
It could have been me.
It might be.
Is she black?
Assaulted.
It ain't me. I'm white.
Assaulted with pizza slice. Has father arrested for child abuse.
I did that before.
Really? See, we didn't have that back when I was growing up.
Actually,
there was no
watermelon
such...
seed, and I just spit them back at my dad.
You had to get seriously... You had to get, like, shot or something, I think,
mm-hmm.
back in the day when I was a kid, and...
Being hit and slapped around and shit wasn't child abuse.
No, there was no such thing as
child... That was getting your ass whooped.
I mean, unless, you know, maybe... Every few families knows one kid that, like, really, like, got fucking abused.
Yeah.
But not, like throwing a piece of pizza at her or something.
No.
Maybe she's being a bitch. You don't know. You don't fucking know at all. A girl in Gainesville, Florida, called 911 on her father after he hit her in the back of the head with a slice of pizza Friday. 38-year-old father. Like, how... What could you do to get your dad so pissed that he just fucking... Right in the back of the head with frozen
pizza.
We
got my dad to throw my brother's TV out the door.
Really?
Yeah.
My little brother, he got our stepdad to throw his laptop out the window.
Nice!
He was so pissed. And he's a big dude, right? He's like 6'6", like fucking huge dude.
Yeah, he is.
Just
my dad's a little dude.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like your size, a little bigger,
yeah.
kinda. And like he grabbed a fucking one of those old school TVs, not no fucking flat screen thing, like big TV, and fucking just chucked it out the door. It's because Mikey wouldn't stop playing video games. He was like, "Get your fucking ass up and do this and that."
See?
And blah, blah, blah. If you don't, I'm gonna fucking throw the TV out the door. Mikey's like, "No, you ain't. You bought that. That's your TV. Why would you do that?" He's sitting there still playing the thing. Dad's like, "Motherfucking!"
And he did it.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome.
Out
See,
the snow and
nowadays,
shit.
If that would have happened. Like, if your brother would have been
that
playing...
That was a couple years ago.
World of Warcraft? Oh, really? Well, if your brother maybe wasn't gay, he might have just killed your dad for that. That's happened.
No.
That shit happens, dude.
He freaked out, but, well, that TV cut was kind of fucked up anyway.
If he would have been hooked... If he would have been hooked on WoW, and your dad would have done that, he would have killed him.
Maybe.
Seriously.
Nah.
38-year-old father arrested, charged with child abuse without great harm. A third-degree felony is not known. How old the child abuse victim of pizza slice assault? Ah, ha, ha, that's...
Stupid.
Oh, my eyes totally twitching. Nor was her age disclosed, but it's probably safe to say that it was fortunate that the police arrived when they did, or the next slice might have been the end of the young lady. Cold pizza... Slices thrown at your
Ooh.
Head that could
you know
kill
what?
You.
Pick the piece of pizza up.
That could
and throw
kill
it
you.
Back at your dad.
That could kill you.
Be like, damn it, dad! Now I got shit on my fucking hair.
A thick ass stuffed crust fucking DiGiorno, dude, coming at your head. That's like Kung Lao's fucking hat in Mortal Kombat, dude, where it just cuts your
oh,
fucking
dude.
Head off. Done.
I still know the codes for that.
Done.
So do.
All
forward,
I'm saying,
down, back,
though,
forward. Forward, down, back, forward, X.
Thank you. She probably deserved it. Kids get away with that kind of shit
it's
nowadays.
Just some
what can
pizza,
I say?
Dude, what's it going to do? Get some shit in your hair, take
well,
a
it'd
shower,
knock,
it's
it,
over.
It'd knock you unconscious.
No.
If it was a big frozen pizza, shit, yeah, dude.
And like
frozen,
a 5-year-old.
That's like throwing a big fucking Falf disc or something, dude. It's hard. You can get those things moving. They're designed for optimal flying modes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this one had pepperonis on it.
What
oh my God.
Does that have to do with anything?
It's pizza!
Okay, check this shit out.
What?
Killing your wife with a hammer in Florida, Bryceville, okay? Phoenix.
I've never even heard of Bryceville, so fuck that town.
So that dude killed his wife in Florida with a hammer. And then in Phoenix, to get him back, a woman tortures and kills a disabled dude. It's war. It's chicks against dudes. It's stick men war, dude.
She's like, I'm telling you. I'll fucking do this. I one up you.
And then in New Hampshire, 5-year-old getting beat and put in a dryer.
Well, that one just takes the fucking cake.
I know.
Whoever did that gets the award.
A Manchester man has been charged with choking and beating a 5-year-old girl, placing her in a clothes dryer, which he spun by hand. Nice. Well, that's not too bad, then.
No, I don't fucking turn that bitch on.
Yes, I think we've had stories like that. Or dogs. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you dying? Is that what it looks like when people die? What are you doing? Police said the girl's mother left her daughter in the care of her boyfriend, who probably didn't want anything to do with that situation. He was 30. So that's her fault, I'm going to have to say, right? Right?
Right!
Right, that's her fault, absolutely.
My Maalox expired in February.
Dude, medicine doesn't go bad. What are you talking about?
It says February. It's because it's liquid.
Oh, is it all lumpy?
Probably.
Hey, why are you being such a sissy about it?
Have you ever had heartburn?
I don't get that kind
then
of stuff.
Shut your fucking face.
So, anyway, yeah, she got beaten, choked, and put in a dryer. And
did she die?
Probably not. No.
How old was she?
5.
Did she fit in the fucking dryer?
Yeah, kind of.
Must have been one of those, like, industrial dryers they have at the laundromat and shit.
Oh, and then, of course, in Brazil, a 17-year-old...
He was probably just trying to play with her.
You think?
Yeah.
The choking game?
It's fun.
The choking game? No, I don't think that's...
No, like, run like a gerbil.
Oh, in it, like, this way? Like,
yeah.
Like, in a ball?
Like, here, I'll start it for you. Like, she just fell and couldn't keep up. Maybe the dad was retarded. You don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, very well could have been.
What was the story? What?
A 17-year-old girl in Brazil killing 30 men. Not all at once, obviously, because that wouldn't have happened. But that's so crazy. Like, so young. And that's a lot of dudes, dude. That is a lot of dudes. A Brazilian teenager admitted having stabbed to death 30 men in 4 different states between 06 and the last days, the police told the press today. The 17-year-old girl confessed after being arrested during a fight in São José de Rio Preto. I got that perfectly right. Don't worry about it. Quote, I don't have enough courage to hold a gun, but I can hold a knife, she said. Is this you? Like, I don't know how to shoot a gun, but I can sure hold a knife.
I know how to shoot a gun, so...
Kinda, yeah. Whose shots were closer?
I'm not really big on pistols yet. I need my glasses
either
back
or,
for real.
Or the rifle, don't matter.
Oh, rifles, I'm the shit at.
My shots were closer.
You don't even know.
I know.
You can't see.
I put my
holes.
Name on my bullets, so if you look at where my bullets went through, my name's right there.
Right.
Duh. Don't you do that? You've never done that. Guys, she's never fucking done... Really? You're joking me. Are you fucking with me? Don't fuck with me like that.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're a fucking retard.
You're dating a fucking retard.
I know.
I'm confessing, this is a quote, I'm confessing because I promised I would do so before becoming 18 to avoid upsetting my family, she told the police. Wow, that's weird. She confessed now to avoid being prosecuted as an adult. That is smart, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't think it matters there, though.
Wait, why did she say she did it?
She just did it because she couldn't hold a gun, but she knew how to hold a knife.
Did she, like, show him where all the bodies were and shit?
She says she started killing when she was 15. After she admitted those crimes, the police started checking registered murders. So far, 11 cases correspond to her story. All are from Aparecido do Tobado.
What?
Don't worry about it. But other cases are being checked in the São Paulo, Mato Grosso, and Minas Gerais. The teenager said she committed those murders all with the same knife for money. Ooh. Revenge and guess what else?
Pleasure.
Well, probably a little of that, but also and for bringing justice.
So she was like,
she was like a superhero. She was like a chick Dexter. That's kind of cool. The police suspect she was contracted by criminal organizations. She will. Are you cool?
Yeah.
Is the cat cool?
She's soft.
Okay.
And it's helping my heartburn.
Anyway. Excuse my face. You got anything else you would care to mention, say, nothing, anything?
There wasn't anything else on that fucking story? Didn't say, like...
No, that was it. She just was hired by the fucking mob to kill people, and she did.
And she go to jail?
Probably is gonna get caned or some shit. Isn't that what they do?
She's probably being tried as an adult because she was smart enough to confess at 17 to not be tried as an adult.
Well, right, that's what she
said. Or I would totally
plead
insanity.
Right.
I would. I'd be like, I was on my period for, like, years, dude. Bitches can get away with that. Like, I was on my period. I don't know if you know this or not, but my hormones just went nuts, and I killed some dudes.
I just say God told me to. You don't know about this business.
Then you get put in a padded room.
No, you don't. You get to go to church. It's cool.
In a padded room.
Bullshit. That's bullshit.
Okay.
Do you know there are children gangs? Were you aware of that?
Sure.
Really? I didn't know that.
Like where?
It doesn't matter. Just anywhere. Anywhere, suburbia, anywhere.
Here?
Probably not here.
Well, that here's anywhere.
Bullies who tried to hang a boy of 7. Focus!
Ah! You scared the cat.
Good, what the fuck? Focus, child.
Jesus fucking Christ. He just screamed at me again. I watched it.
Don't make me have to scream at you again. I'll throw you in the dryer.
God damn it. Go get me some Maylock.
I'll throw you in the 35-cent dryer, not even the 75-cent one.
That's mean.
That's right. Do you want to hear about this, or do you want to play with the fucking cat?
Let me hear about this story.
Because I don't give a shit either way.
Read it to me!
Now I don't even want to.
Fuck you, I don't care.
A 7-year-old got lured to a noose from some other bullies that were like, Hey, 7-year-old, do you want to play a game?
Yeah,
that's
kind of
creepy.
Penis?
That's like Jigsaw, dude. That's
a different
creepy.
Kind of game. Okay, Daddy was making a suck his penis. Anyway, can you continue telling my story now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done?
Yeah.
How old are you?
6.
The kid agreed to go. All of them are under 10 because they said they wanted to muck about with him and have some fun. Muck about?
You want to go mucking?
Do you want to play a game? And then basically they took him out to a wooded area where they had a rope noose rigged up on a branch.
Cool.
And the boys ran off laughing, leaving the kid choking and suspended a few inches above the ground.
How'd they get
these
him
are
to
all
put
like
around his neck and shit?
10-year-olds, mind you.
Like, hey, it's a rope swing. It's really cool, but you gotta swing by
it's
your neck.
It's a rope swing with your head.
Right. Swing on this.
Nacho Camacho says, I wish organized crime syndicates tried to pay me to kill people when I was a 15-year-old girl.
I wonder if he was ever a 15-year-old girl.
Maybe. You don't know him. That would be awesome, though, if they were just
like,
hey.
Send me pictures.
Hey, do you know how to hold a gun? No.
No, I can hold a knife.
Hey, come here.
Okay.
Let me talk to you outside.
All right, but before I'm 17, or 18, I mean.
Right, of course. The kid managed to wriggle free, however, and made it home in tears to his grandmother's house in Portsmouth. Yeah, he did. And then, of course, his aunt demanded the parents of the 3 boys
be killed.
Call in the police.
Okay.
To call the cops. 7, 8, and 9. They had a noose. They had a noose ready.
They wanted to hang that kid.
That's fucked.
Like, you know what? I've seen this on those cowboy movies and stuff.
I learned it from watching you, Daddy. I learned it from watching you. Oh, well. That's what happens, right?
Those cowboy movies, man.
That's what happens when kids don't get love.
Right.
Or too much love.
They're watching, like, old school KKK documentaries where, like, they make them fucking get on the horse and shit.
Do you think, is this a product of, like, the YouTube generation?
Maybe.
I could see that.
I don't think there's people hanging themselves on YouTube.
Well, no, but, like, that type of, they see all that kind of stuff, and they're just like...
I watched a dude shoot himself on YouTube today.
Of course you did.
No, like, totally really? On purpose, shot himself through the arm. Like,
with
the
what?
A fucking, like, 44, I think.
What?
I'm totally not even joking. It's
Are
in
you
Stumble.
Serious?
Check it out. I emailed it to you. Yeah.
I saw that. I figured it was, like, something stupid, like a
no.
paintball gun or some shit.
No.
Where does he shoot himself at? In the arm?
In the shoulder, right here.
Really?
In the arm. Yeah, you'll have to watch it after we're done with this. It's
why?
I don't know. And he totally laughs about it, and he's totally fine with it the whole time.
Did he have a feather headband
nope.
on?
Nope.
That's
he was
all.
Drinking.
Of course.
But he wasn't, he didn't seem wasted or anything. He's like.
Really?
Yeah, you just have to watch it. It's crazy.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah. He just wanted to shoot himself. I don't know. I don't get it.
Just see what it feels like?
Yeah. Just to see what would happen, I guess. You get a couple holes.
Right on. All right. Well, I think I'm done with this for tonight. Thank
yeah.
you guys so much for being with us. We'll be
Episode
back.
Episode
236.
236. It was great.
Is over now.
And over.
And we'll see you guys Wednesday.
Yes.
TheJamHole.com/250. We're having
All
a live show
info.
September 25th. And we're
Friday.
Giving away a 120 gig iPod, kind
Fucking
of. TheJamHole.com.
$5 an entry. Enter as many times as you want.
Contest.
TheJamHole.com/contest. Do it.
We're going to fight
you
tonight.
You want it.
We're going to fight tonight.
There's going to be videos of us fucking on that iPod, so you better donate.
Fighting tonight. Don't say
or
that.
Or fighting to the death.
Because then if you say that, you're really going to have to do that.
No, I'll just get lots of donations. It's cool.
All right. But you're still going to have to do that.
No.
Oh,
oh my God, a cat just came up and ate my foot. I didn't even do anything to you.
Shh, that's what you get.
She's totally going to attack me again.
Quit being a bitch. See? Get her, kitty, kill. Kitty, kill. That's right. It's a killer cat, dude. You don't even know. That cat is like Black Ops trained.
Did she kill a killer? She's the one?
Yeah. She's killed like 38 people so far. See?
Okay.
You don't know her.
All right, we're done with the show.
I made a video. It's on the
jamhole.com/contest for the iPod.
YouTube.
jamhole.com/YouTube.
Fucking punch her in the face so hard. Give that
check out
to
the spider
cops.
In the house
hey,
video. It's
you
great.
Better give that to the cops because that's about to happen. jamhole.com/YouTube. Watch her scream is so fucking funny, you guys. It's so funny.
Yeah, after you slow it down.
It's so funny. She makes the greatest face. And it's so loud. She just freaks the fuck out, dude. TheJamHole.com/YouTube. It's so funny. Watch it, rate it, subscribe to our videos. You'll love it. All right, we'll see you guys Wednesday. I love you all. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, TheJamHole.com.